West Coast 93.1. Hey, good morning. You're on The Blake Show with Kelly and Todd. If you got a date soon, you need to know this list of things that your date notices about you right away.
Okay.
And you know what? I think we could also say, okay, what is something that made you notice very quickly this date is not going to go well? What was an immediate sign that this was going to be a bad date?
Okay. Yeah.
You can call or text us, of course. If you text, it is anonymous, if you want to be anonymous. Yeah, that's something especially juicy. 79 Coast, our number, 207-792-6278. It is The Blake Show with Kelly and Todd. Crews all back together here on Coast 93.1. But what are the first things your date notices about you? Body language.
Mm-hmm.
Facial expressions. Sometimes some people can't hide the way they are feeling with their face.
Yeah.
Your grooming and hygiene.
Totally.
Your outfit.
Yeah, I was just going to say.
Clothing's big.
Yeah.
And your manners.
Yeah, if you're rude to the waitstaff or rude to me or like a guy that would open the door for me, big bonus points.
Which is so sad.
I know.
I know. That's
like
a given
bonus.
Yeah. Right. Big bonus points. Just that little like gentlemanly stuff.
Yeah.
I would be like, wow.
Or you know what happens on a date? Sometimes you see the way they interact with other people.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Whether it's the server or they hold the door for someone when you're all walking in.
Yeah. Or they're like an idiot, you know. Like,
right,
I don't know. Just being just an idiot, you know, to whoever. Or it's like, oh, God, no thank you.
Yeah.
You know, like the guy who tucked his sweater into his cargo pants. Instantly, I was like, nope. This is not working.
So you noticed his outfit.
Yeah, I did.
When was this?
This was like 20 years ago. I don't know. Oh. I was set up on a blind date and he walked in, hammered, sweater, tucked into a cargo pants. And instantly I said, no.
Yeah.
Absolutely not. It's not happening.
That's a look.
That is, ooh, my goodness.
And that is a look.
You know how I feel about cargo pants. I hate cargo pants, but then a sweater tucked into it. Oh, my God.
Right.
Your waist is like dying right now. Like, you cannot breathe. Oh, it's so sweaty
was
under
it like
that.
Like a sweater, like a wool?
Yes.
Oh, really?
Can you imagine
that's bizarre.
That sweaty area? It's like, free your mind, free yourself, pow.
Free your torso.
Did he have like sweat stains at his waist?
I couldn't tell. The sweater was too thick.
Jeez.
Yeah, that was a lot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we put this question up on Facebook. What is a sign like, and this is one, Vicky says, when he made fun of my outfit.
Oh, that's bad.
And like,
yeah, he's an idiot. That goes back to the idiot.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and this is like, we've all encountered those people who try to be funny.
Yes.
When they're not.
Oh, yeah.
And like think they can kind of like poke fun.
Yep.
But if you don't have a foundation yet, you can't do that.
No.
Right.
No. It's like I'm trying to teach Wyatt, like Wyatt has a good personality, but it's, you know, he's new. He's just starting out in the comedy.
Right.
And it's like a lot of his stuff
Todd's got to go on TV.
A lot of his stuff doesn't land. So,
so
he'll try, and I'll have to explain to him, all right, it's all about the delivery, and then you got to know when to, like, pull back. And if you have to repeat what you think is funny, then it's not funny. Then you got to move on.
Workshopping.
I got to workshop him in his
stand-up career.
Right. He's intelligent and witty and funny. He's just going to, you know. But it's like you said, like, if it doesn't land, if you can't deliver it well, then oof. Yeah.
Interesting. Okay, Erica on our Facebook page says, I said to this date, another woman, I said, if for any reason you can't make it, it's okay. And she flipped out.
What?
Like, claiming that it showed doubt in our potential relationship.
Oh, God, she's crazy. You dodged a bullet.
We hadn't even met yet.
Oh, God. Wee-hoo-wee-hoo.
Yeah, that's
no,
a
that's
flag.
A flag. Wow,
big,
red flag.
Big red flag.
Abort mission.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can figure people out by just little things. That's not even a little thing, but like texting or like texting too much or. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah. I went on a date. I told you about this one. I went on a date. This is a while ago.
Uh-huh.
This was even. Was this between Kyle and Tim? I guess maybe it was. I didn't go on a lot of dates, but I went on this one and, he said something. I learned basically that he had told multiple people he was going on a date with Blake from Coast 93.1.
Nope.
And I was like, okay, this is weird.
Abort. Unless he was super hot, then you can let it go.
I let it go.
I love it. Yeah, look, I mean, just, you know, if he's a smoke show.
Yeah.
It's that's amazing.
Yeah.
I let it go. We're moving on. We're going to act like that didn't happen.
Yep. He's happy now.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everyone made out with the deal. It's fine.
Right.
Yep.
Well, no, there wasn't any of that either.
Oh, okay.
Someone said, I hate someone who's pompous on the first date.
Yeah.
Don't tell me how cool you think you are.
Oh, God.
Yeah, someone who like tries to really pitch themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, someone else said face and neck tattoos. I know that's normally a thing, but I don't know. Some people with tattoos, they can pull it off.
I was just going to say, I wouldn't say no to the face and neck tattoo right away.
It really depends on the person, but...
Yeah,
oh,
like,
well,
yeah.
Okay. This one had a neck tattoo on the back of his neck that said, caution, compressed gas. So
is that even?
Yeah, I'd say that's
all right.
Yeah,
but is he hot? Can I look past it? I mean, all of these things we want to.
This is
going to
be a new segment that we're going to call. But is he hot?
But is he hot? If he's hot, well, you know, we're going to let it go.
Yeah, a little pass.
Let's give him a pass.
A little pass on that.
Yeah,
yeah.
Because let's be honest. If he has face and neck tattoos, but he walks in looking like David Beckham, no one's going to say
right.
Ew.
Right.
Okay?
True.
They're going to say
I'm
going to
bend it.
Yeah. Yes, they are.
Yeah, right.
I just want a little dose of reality here, people, okay?
Okay, we're gonna continue taking these. We've already
okay,
got
good.
A few on Facebook, and we're getting a ton of texts, too. Someone said, oh, this is funny. Someone brought up blown off on a date.
Oh.
And the guy made fun of him and said he was a wimp. And she said, oh, I didn't like that. So someone literally used one of the blown off segments on a first date as a conversation topic
yeah.
and then as a litmus test.
Okay.
Oh, I love that.
Well, yeah.